We are checking in now with Gary Phelan, who is our employment attorney on Melissa in the Morning. He also teaches law at Quinnipiac University. Gary, I want to talk about some of the things we typically see in the workplace this time of year. Let's start with holiday parties. What advice would you give to employers and employees? What do you think?
Well, the first thing is for an employer, you don't want to be the workplace version of SantaCon on the in Fairfield.
That's true.
To do something for your employees, but keep in mind, you know, that this is a work event. And so I think you have to be at least concerned and first look to your history. What has happened in the past? Have there been problems in the past? You know, inevitably, somebody who does what I do, an employment lawyer, you will get calls at the end of the year of people who say, I was just terminated, you know, and yeah, I did some things I'm not proud of, but, you know, that wasn't work. And it is work. So, you know, more and more employers, I think, are having events during the day, not necessarily, you know, off premises at night. But you know, you want to do something good for your employees, but not if you're putting the company at risk.
Well, and much like you said, Gary, it's also from an employee perspective, the idea of, you know, what happens at the company party stays at the company party. That's not a reality. I mean, that what you do, your actions, those live on and they stick in the brains of your employer, certainly when they in the future are thinking, could this person handle a project? Can I trust this person with clients? So on and so forth.
Yeah. So see it, just always keep in mind. And that's what I tell, you know, I've told employees is just keep in mind, it is work. And you don't want to risk, you know, your job over just some, you know, wanting to cut loose at the holiday party and hurt what, you know, have it interfere with your job performance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it is just to use some, you know, maturity and, you know, if just really try to restrain yourself. Sometimes you try to do something positive, like maybe reach out to people you don't know that well at your workplace to try to make connections with them. But see it as more of an opportunity to, you know, expand rather than an opportunity to have a great time.
Yeah, it always reminds me of something my mom and dad always said, which is we're not your friends, we're your parents. And even if your workplace is very family oriented and you even, you know, you hang out on your own personal time at the company party, this is not a party with your family or your friends. I think you have to have that distinction going into it and have your actions reflect that. Gary Phelan is here, who is our employment attorney on Melissa in the Morning, also teaches law up at Quinnipiac. Let's talk about end of year performance reviews. You were talking about performance, certainly. If you're an employee and you think your review was not fair, or when you enter that meeting and you feel like you're on the other side of the table going, this doesn't check for me, what do you recommend?
First is not to react immediately, because often if you do and you're not happy, you're going to often respond with emotion, and that emotion will be anger. And people aren't at their best when they're angry. I recommend that, you know, that if somebody says, you know, perhaps, you know, I don't think this is fair, but let me think about it, and can we schedule a time to meet? That way you have some distance. You can look at it objectively. Maybe there are certain things that you didn't perform, you know, do particularly well. But schedule a meeting, ideally, you know, the following day to go over it, to discuss it with the employer. Kind of go into it knowing it's not necessarily a battle you can win, but to make your points and then say, what can I do better?
What about
that's what I'd recommend.
Yeah. And what about the employees, Gary, who actually got a very good review? What do they do after that?
Well, you know, one is I always think and always tell employees is perhaps to say, you know, you thank the employer for that and say, is there anything I can do that you think would be beneficial? It's important, I think. You know, for people to – how can you make yourself indispensable? Is there something like – I'm just going to use it since we hear about it so much, AI. You know, is that something I can do that where you make yourself indispensable where others depend on you? It shows you want to go above and beyond. Or let's say you're an employer and you want to get into management to say, you know, I'm very interested in management. Right there, after you get a good review, you're at a good leverage point. And so that might be a time to raise, you know, to talk about promotional opportunities or other opportunities, but also offer to add value to the employer.
And from an employer's perspective, Gary Phelan is an employment attorney. He represents both employees and employers. For employers, what advice do you have for them if they find an employee is not happy with their performance review or with their raise or bonus?
Important to emphasize to be open communications, and to be candid. And that means candid whether it's good or it's bad. Often, I think employers do a disservice if they're not candid with employees, because employees won't necessarily know they have a problem or some sort of weakness unless the employer tells them. You know, I've had employers say, you know, well, geez, it's the holidays. They don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, then don't expect the whatever kind of skill set or whatever they weren't doing to get better unless you point that out. And so, you know, I think very important for employers to be as transparent as possible. And then if the employee shows a real sincere willingness to address those issues, maybe try to set goals for the following year. To the extent, it's always better to try to be as objective as you can, depending on the nature of the job. But it shows, you know, you're still telling the employee, you know, you're an important part of this organization.
I was going to say, Gary, what would be your suggestion? And you kind of answered that, of striking a balance, because, you know, we are in a place where employers really overall can't afford to lose great workers, but they may not be in a financially great place to give bonuses or raises to everybody. So having sort of that plan of if and when an employee says, well, I was expecting more money, or I feel that my performance earned this, how you strike that balance. But it sounds like even just going in prepared with, these are goals I'd like for you to meet in order to get X amount of money, that you're saying could go a long way in hopefully retaining a great worker.
Yeah, yes. And one of the other things I tell employees is don't try to negotiate a raise based on saying, I need more money. You know, for example, saying, well, geez, inflation, you know, it was out of control, so I need to make more, because that's not necessarily the employer's problem. Is point out the value you have added and what you have done, not because of saying I need more money. The employer, you know, things like inflation, the employer's, you know, cost also went up at the same time. So that's not, I think someone loses credibility, you know, when they do that, whereas the value you provide is something where I think you're in a better position to negotiate, assuming there is something you have provided.
So it is also having the employee, even if they don't know what their performance review is going to look like, having them go in with an action plan and knowing what they are going to say, whether they do get offered something or they don't, them having an action plan to speak with their employer about it. Some really great advice.
Correct.
And Gary Phelan, I want to thank you so much for always making the time to come on the show. I hope that you'll stick around for 2025.
Oh, thanks. I will. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be around, Melissa, but thank you very much and have a wonderful holiday.
Perfect. You too. Gary Phelan, we thank you so much. Again, our employment attorney here on Melissa in the Morning, and also teaches law up at Quinnipiac. We look forward to having more conversations, getting his expertise on these types of topics in the new year.